Hi, this is Garth Wiley, and this is my Tech3 podcast. Tech3 explores three tech news topics on each episode, be it tech news, new apps on iOS and Android, and updates to the Mac, Windows, or Linux operating systems. I also review new websites, applications, or just about anything new impacting the world of technology. Today, I'm coming to you from the central coast of New South Wales in Australia. It's a nice sunny day here, and let's jump on in to our first topic. Some interesting news for our first topic with Verizon Wireless, a big US carrier, mobile carrier, agreeing to sell its Tumblr website to the owners of WordPress, the company called Automatic Inc. Now, people familiar with the deal put the price at around $20 million, while other people say that it could be below $10 million, which is quite interesting, given the fact that the network was first acquired by Yahoo back in 2013 for about $1.1 billion. Now, true to form for Yahoo, typically a lot of properties that do get acquired by them either get sold off very, very cheaply or put out to pasture and closed down. Some sites have survived Yahoo come to mind would be one being Flickr, which was bought by the Smug Mug group of people who do all the photography galleries. They've done a fantastic job keeping that property alive, and hopefully Tumblr will be able to have a similar feat in terms of staying alive and being a publishing network. It's been in the news recently with a whole heap of focus around anti-pornography, but there was one of the only bidders for the site up until recently was a pornographic website as well. So very interesting to see that it has been sold on. And WordPress, which is owned by Automatic, the company rumoured to be buying the platform, is a very, very big company. Matt Mullenweg has told that the Wall Street Journal in a recent article of his plan to purchase the site, and that they would also maintain the ban on pornography as well, which is absolutely fantastic to see that it will be hopefully a safe place for people to visit on the web. So users of Tumblr, and there has been some 450 million blogs produced on that website. Not sure whether they're all active or not, but certainly quite a significant number of websites on there. It'll be interesting to see whether they end up getting switched into the WordPress platform, and whether this is a opportunity for WordPress to grow their customer base, or whether they'll keep the Tumblr site up and running in its current form. On to our second topic for this episode of the Tech3 podcast, and we're just looking at some of the news coming out that the Model 3 Tesla is starting to look like it's going to be delivered to Australian orders coming very, very soon. Jason from the techau.com.au website has been following along the electric vehicle revolution in Australia quite closely, and he also has a order in for a Model 3 of his own. And just yesterday he was saying that that the website's been updated to allow people who have ordered their Tesla, their Model 3, to now put in information about where they'd like their Model 3 to be delivered to, which is very, very exciting news. He says that the process for putting in your delivery address was absolutely easy. It did have to be verified as a real address, so I imagine they're using Australia Post's verification purposes or some other database like that to make sure that it is actually being delivered to an Australian address, that is a real address. In Australia, but yeah, very, very exciting news. The electric vehicle revolution in Australia is really starting to take shape. And I know, being based on the central coast of New South Wales and travelling north quite regularly, I see some of the Tesla charging stations on the northern side of Newcastle. They're very, very prominently deployed beside the main road. And then certainly as you head north in some locations like Nabiac, just south of Taree, The NRMA have also been rolling out some electric vehicle charging stations as well. So very, very promising to see that they're starting to populate themselves along the eastern seaboard of Australia, at least, where there's plenty of traffic backwards and forwards between the two or the three capital cities along the eastern seaboard and also Canberra. But look, yeah, very exciting times for people who have ordered their Model 3, a very, very affordable Tesla vehicle, up around the $100,000 mark, so still not super, super cheap and not necessarily in the range of affordability for most people. But you know, for those who want to get in early and those who want to get on board with the electronic vehicle or the electric vehicle revolution, exciting times ahead. And our third topic for this episode of the Tech3 podcast is the Apple Card, which is rolling out in the US, but we don't have a timeline for Australia just yet. So for those who don't know, the Apple Card is essentially a credit card. People very, very excited about having an Apple credit card in their wallet across the US. It has been issued by a bank called Goldman Sachs, which from everything that I hear is probably is a bank that hadn't been performing that well and was very, very happy to be essentially told what to do by Apple. Now, I don't know if that's actually the truth or not, but certainly that's a lot of the rumors and innuendo around the situation there. What makes the Apple Card so different, though, is that it's using some very, very different technology this time around. So a couple of things with it. It's a titanium card, which true to Apple form has some beautiful design factors attached to it. There is no card number printed on the card, and there is no signature panel on the back of the card. It does have a chip, so you can insert it into a FPOS or credit card machine. But I guess some of the beauty of what the card is offering is the fact that it lives inside the Apple Wallet app, which sits on the iOS device. And what it does is it gives you a good indicator of where you're spending your money by providing a lot of color codes to your different transactions. And what it will do as well is it will show you, based on what your repayments are, how much interest that you'll be paying. They do tout that there's no fees, not even hidden ones on the card, but it will certainly show that based on your current balance, and how much you are paying back on a month-to-month basis, it would then give you an indicator of what amount of interest you'd pay, what your closing balance would be at the end of the month. One of the most exciting things, though, about the card, which if you can get excited about a credit card, that is the fact that it has a whole new level of privacy and security attached to it. And when we look at the Apple website, it does tell us that there's a whole heap of advanced security technologies inside the Apple Card, which is locked to your Face ID, your Touch ID. It uses unique transaction codes, so it's not exactly utilizing your actual card number when you're processing payments. So that's very exciting. So there's no card numbers on the front, there's nothing on the back. And so it's very exciting to see that, you know, whilst there is, we don't necessarily get excited about credit cards, but certainly there's a whole new level of privacy and security that's been attached to this card. So their card is starting to be rolled out across the US at the moment. Invitation only for people who have registered on the website. And no word just yet of any other international release. So we will keep an eye on this situation and see whether it's something that may be rolled out into Australia in the future. But for right now, a little bit of an update of where the Apple Card situation is at. Well, that concludes this episode of Tech3. Thanks to Anchor.fm for hosting and distributing the Tech3 podcast. If you'd like to produce your own podcast, head on over to anchor.fm/new. And if you'd like to leave a voicemail with feedback or comment on anything from this episode, browse to our podcast page at anchor.fm/tech3. That's T-E-C-H-3. Anchor.fm/tech3. I'm Garth Wiley, and thanks so much for joining me for this episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.